remember the movie Contact with Jodie Foster, Charles?
Yes.
Yeah. You remember when the scientist was sitting in the seat and there were representatives of Earth, you know, government and everything, interviewing him, trying to determine if he was the right guy to go through the wormhole to meet with the aliens? And the last question, of course, was, well, do you believe in God? Will you carry the word of God and that we believe on Earth to these aliens? And he sat there and said no. You know, so he couldn't take the ride. The ride was unavailable to him because he didn't believe in God. Most of the scientists that I interview on this program, in the end, Charles, they don't believe in God. Why do you think most scientists, underline most, not all, don't send me emails, most scientists don't believe in God?
Well, I think it has to do with the fact that science has a breadth. It has extreme power in a certain sphere.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you go outside that sphere, it loses its power. If you don't have experimental evidence or some way of examining a question, it is beyond what you can look at.
Like the what happened before the Big Bang, what was around before the Big Bang, they don't know.
Yes, you can do a little speculation. You can go a little bit beyond the edge, but you can't go too far, because then it stops being science and starts being philosophy or even religion.
All right. Well, so what is it about science that dictates to these learned men and women that there couldn't be a creative force behind it all?
Well, I think it's more that they don't see any reason to go to a God.
They can't explain it.
No, they can't. But in some sense, God punts the question forward a little bit. if there is an immortal being that was the creative force, then what created that creative force? And you can say God is eternal. But in the same way, you can say that the universe is eternal. And in fact, there are some theories. One is called eternal inflation.
So in other words, put another way, eternity might not have anything to do with a creator.
That's correct. The universe might have always been here on some level. And so when you ask a scientist, do you believe in God, they may not. But it certainly has nothing to do with their scientific beliefs.
Mostly not.
Mostly not. Although I have encountered quite a few very religious scientists. And in fact, I was lucky enough to go to a conference at the Vatican a number of years ago for the Pontifical Academy of Sciences. And there were some of the most eminent scientists in the world who were deeply religious there. I mean, Charlie Townes, for example, who invented the laser, was there. And I was privileged to meet him and George Ellis, who's the head, who was very high in the Quaker Church in South Africa, and also just a great cosmologist and scientist.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Those involved in cosmology, like yourself, it's very rare, that you find a belief in God.
It tends to be.
Anyway.
Again, with exceptions. And at some point, you have to be able to accept mystery. Whether you're religious or not, you either accept the mystery of God or you accept the mystery of the universe. And where you place that mystery determines whether you believe or not.
If you were on your deathbed and you were offered an opportunity to continue to exist in the same mental state you're in now, except in a machine, would you accept that?
Hard to say. I guess if I'm on my deathbed, yeah, pretty much.
See, you're right in there with that group, pretty much.
Yeah. You caught me.
Most would say, no, I am prepared for the other side. Let the Lord take me now, and I know what awaits me, and off we go. I don't want to live in no machine.
I wish I had that certainty, actually. There's a comfort. There's a comfort knowing what's beyond death. And uncertainty is uncomfortable often. And atheism is often uncomfortable in that sense.
Atheism is almost itself a religion. It has to be. To believe that strongly in something, it's almost exactly like a religion in a lot of senses.
In some senses it is, but in some senses it isn't. It's a negative belief in some sense. In the same sense that not believing in purple monkeys is a positive belief, it's also a negative belief. That just because you don't believe in purple monkeys doesn't make you a non-purple monkey believer. If someone handed you evidence of purple monkeys, you might become a believer. But absent that belief, absent that evidence, you don't have that belief. That's kind of a twisted...
Well, in today's genetic unraveling world, purple monkeys could be just around the corner, so I wouldn't reject that at all.
Let us and then I become a believer.
Monkeys.
Also, I think they've actually got glowing monkeys, or at least they've got glowing zebra fish now.